If you look back very carefully through the whole book, you will see many references to this omnipresent, yet non-intrusive being that exists beyond all bias. When the subtle illusion that propagates the disharmony of separation slowly dissolves, a very gentle influx arrives. It is extremely personal, yet simultaneously impersonal, and self-explanatory to the one who receives it. Whenever this sacred communion occurs, what arises is filtered from nothing into something, and is invariably influenced by the field of perception that is being enlivened. A gesture of sincere devotion is what facilitates its appearance. The omnipresent factor can only work with what we've got for the duration of its contact with us, whilst we are growing towards the subtle refinements of our evolution. There are many different ways that this being can come upon one's awareness. What I am describing here are just a few examples. During one's practice of Lo Ban Pai, for instance, it first arrives as a gentle pressure on the palm of the hands and the fingertips, thus indicating its presence becoming available. This instantly creates a feeling of calm gratitude that is hypnotically felt throughout one's entire being. At this point, the practitioner may also begin to see the omnipresence manifesting holographically. When this infinite being is contained within the visual field of the perceiver, it can appear as an endless labyrinth of fractalized shapes, which in actuality carry that magnetic gravity that is felt in the hands. Of all the powers that a human being can obtain, in the end, all that really matters is to be contained within the subtleties of nothing, which reveal the heartfelt presence of one's path, arriving upon their journey.